Welcome to BFN Radio. Oh my goodness, I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. It is Monday morning, for this is a day that our Lord, the creator of the universe, not the Big Bang Theory, God himself, spoke into existence, the very thing that we walk in, live in, breathe in, and have our being in. Rejoice, for this is a day that our Lord, our God, has in the palm of his hand. Do it in just a moment. We'll give a shout out this morning to all of our listeners, our Facebook listeners. We love your posts. We love what you're sharing. We just pray God's blessing on you. Be encouraged. You're going to be informed today. Knowledge is going to increase in Jesus' name, and your joy is going to be full. Give a shout out this morning to Joanne as you are taking care of those that are sick and in bed in the New York City hospital. You're such a blessing, Joanne. May Gina bless you, bless you, bless you. Give a shout out also this morning to Brett and Sharon Holderbaum in Colorado. Bears in them there woods. Morning, 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 morning. You're listening to BFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and I am so excited about meeting you together, us, in this meeting, Monday morning, wherever you are, wherever I am. Know that God is with us. He's created us, and he has good plans in store for you. Can you believe it? Here we are again, being able to talk more about our awesome Lord and the things that he's doing. God's news behind the news and all the wonderful praise reports. We have so many things that we want to share with you. And it's so much. We're trying to document the miracles and the movement and the favor and the presence and the power and the fear of the Lord and all the things that God is doing. But believe it or not, you know, I come from a place that, you know, sought for years for one, you know, move of God, and or, you know, one thing would happen, and for the next 10 years we talk about that one thing. But you know that God wants to move in our lives, as move in amongst us in our lives every single day, every single moment. He wants to, just like in the Garden of Eden when he strolled with Adam in the cool of the day, and you know, think about it, every day he would come down to be able to spend that time with Adam, that they were talking about their day, you know, abiding with him. And we're seeing so many wonderful things. I'm going to talk to you in a minute about, you know, if you're discouraged in regards to your workplace and what it looks like with the economy, with a 9% unemployment rate, and the predictions are, you know, even a little bit worse than that. We got some wisdom we're going to share for you today, but also we got some praise reports, understanding that, you know, if God's people trust him in this area, then he blesses. We got proof positive, as we're seeing so many people. I'm going to tell you about a particular person that just trusted the Lord and did what was right and sacrificed unto the Lord. And God, in the midst of all of this economy, you know, God is blessing them abundantly, more than they can ever ask or imagine. Listen, God is truly, truly in control. You know, men will tell you things, and you'll watch the news, and you'll hear political leaders trying to push their agendas. But let me tell you something. God truly is control. You know, he holds our life in the palm of his hand. He created everything, Acts 17 says. And he did it, not only that, and he created you, and he created the seasons and the times that you would live. Acts 17, it says it right there in the book of Acts. And even your very address, the place that you would live. Think about it. That's how in control he is. I mean, not even a bird falls out of the sky without him going, okay, now. I mean, the hair on your head, that one or this one or all of them, are numbered. Think about it. He's numbered the hairs. Not he don't know. He's not talking about. I'm not talking about where he says. You know, he says, "Oh, you got 40 hairs. You know, you got 1,000 hairs. I don't know. Never counted in my ear, but you know, I'm just glad I have it." But each particular hair has a number. Think about it. Each hair has a number. He is so in control. He's just wanting to know what you will do, with what he's given you. This is what he says in Acts 17. He did all this. What? He created everything. He created every single thing just to see one simple thing. Would you acknowledge him? Would you reach out for him, though he's not far from you? He's the one that's blessing you. He's the one that's giving you air to breathe. He's the one that's blessing the work of your hands. He's the one that's keeping the crime out of your home and your life. It's him. It's him that is doing all this. The question is, do we take credit for it? Do we give men credit for it? Or do we say, what am I doing, God? This is you. This is you. This is your plan. This is your creation. I'm created in your image and your likeness. Think about it. You're created in the image and the likeness of God. Is that powerful? I mean, think about it. I mean, no, in regards to Mormonism, we talked about, and you can find out in the VFN TV highlights on your applications and all, where they believe that, you know, that they'll progress and they'll be God. That's not what I'm talking about. But you're created in the image and the likeness of God. Isn't that powerful? That means that I mean, he's just wanting to have a fellowship with you. He's wanting to have a relationship with you. And nothing satisfies. Once you've been stretched, you know, it's like a balloon. Once you blow a balloon up and it stretches beyond its original shape, it can never go back to its shape again. And once you've tasted and you've seen the goodness of God, once you've found out what I'm talking about, not only to be true, but awesomely true, and God wants a relationship with you, it's like you've been stretched. I mean, you have been stretched, and it is over in regards to ever going back. I mean, you can go back, but you look like a flabby balloon that's like don't fit anymore, because you know it doesn't satisfy. You know every single day that you need the voice of the Lord. You need his presence. You're desperate for more of his presence. You know, I think about, you know, Brother John Kilpatrick in the move of God in Brownsville Revival, a man that I love and admire, and a man, a passionate man for the presence of God. And the Brownsville Revival was just powerful, and God just, he was just faithful, steered the course of what was going on. But still today, I mean, his church is called, you know, Church of His Presence, and he's just going after the presence of God. You just could never be satisfied again. We've turned a relationship to God into religion. We've turned it into some organized, okay, let's show up here, let's do this. Okay, now we do this, you know, three songs, take an offering, a few 3 points and a farewell, you know, a little moment of repentance we call the altar call. And then we send everybody back into the world instead of saying, no, 24/7, God wants to dwell with you. And it's a good thing. He wants to dwell with you 24/7. So I want to encourage you this morning and to let you know that despite what you're seeing, you know, and happening in the world, that God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I mean, he's writing down everything that you're doing. Nothing that you're doing for him is in vain. And if you repent, if you do things that are not good, which I have done, and every man has fallen short of the glory of God, then we just repent. He's so good. He goes, if you just confess your sins, if you just say, I was wrong. You know, we like to play that little segment on the VFN TV blog. You got to see it. You got to see that segment of, you know, Fonzie from the Happy Days years ago. He had a big issue with being able to say he was wrong, and that's a pride issue. You know, it's obviously that's a character, but it's a word you rarely hear of in revival. And I believe a third great awakening is going to happen in America when and if the church says, I was wrong. You know, I've turned everything into a mechanism, into an organization, into methodologies, into we study now what we owned, what we designed, and we left the Word of God, and we left the fact that we need to return to the heart of worship. You know, worship needs to be in first person. You know, it's you and God. And it's good when we have corporate worship and we're together, But if you leave corporate worship and you're not, you know, think about it. If you leave corporate worship, where you're just hanging out with two or three believers and you're worshiping God, or 1,000 believers, and you leave there and you don't have that same experience with God when you leave, understand something's up, because God wants to be with you 24/7. 24/7. Think about that. God himself, 24/7. You know, I want to come back just a moment after these announcements here, but I want to talk to you about where the Lord now is blessing his people in the midst of this horrific depression, recession, whatever you call it. You know, they say that if your neighbor loses their house and their job, then that is a recession. But if you lose your house and your job, that's a depression. The reality is people are losing their work, which means you're losing your ability to be able to get food and shelter and transportation. It boils down to that. But I'm seeing at the same time, those that do what I'm about to talk about, that they're getting $20,000 raises. They're getting hired up simultaneously. Husbands and wives are getting hired up simultaneously. Other ones are getting contracts with cities. Listen, God's going to set you apart. If you set yourself apart for him, he will set you apart. In the midst of all this, he'll take care of you. I'll tell you more in a minute. I'll be right back.
God, the creator of the universe, loves you. He has a plan for your life. He wants to walk with you and make his heart known to you. He wants to forgive you of where you failed and you made mistakes, where things came to an end and you think there's no hope. There's hope. There's hope in Jesus Christ. That God is wanting you to meet him. He's not far from you, but he had to make a way for you to get to him. And he did that through his son, Jesus Christ. Listen, you've got to meet Father God. Jesus came for one reason. He came for this reason all, to make the Father known. That's our ministry to you. We want to make the Father known to you through his son, Jesus Christ. We shared a couple of our stories. We didn't share everything, but you know, the ones that we did share, we're just trying to tell you that we're just like you, you know, and maybe worse, you know, that we needed God, you know, that I was going the way of the world. I was lost. I looked for love in all the wrong places. I ended up on a dead end street, all those different things that, you know, you go through in your life. You run after, you know, wealth and things and geographical locations and people and all that. And it just ends with the same, probably worse, because now you have all these things that you went to that just left you high and dry and ashamed and all that. Let me tell you something. God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. He's made a way that he can forgive you, cleanse you, and all of those wrongs and all that sin, he can totally take that away from you through his son, Jesus Christ. You got to meet him. Listen, he wants to know you. Are you ready to know him? You've got to meet him. Go to meetmyfather.org. meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him. There is nothing, I meant nothing, Pat, mm-hmm. worse than man's religion. Yeah. You know, man's attempt to work his way to God.
Right.
You know, I'm just trying to get right mm-hmm. in my own works and stuff. And there's nothing more enjoyable than a relationship with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. And that he's called us to walk in intimacy with him. I mean, the statement, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, is not just some pat answer to let somebody know that you're saved. The question is, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Do you guys chat? Do y'all talk? Mm-hmm. I mean, do you hear him? Do you know his voice? And that, you know, and you may be listening right now and thinking, I didn't know you could do that. I just listened to my preacher talk, or I just listened mm-hmm. to my pastor speak, or I listened to teachers, or I read other people who heard from God. Which is, you know, that's cool. But God loves you and wants to talk mm-hmm. to you.
Right.
You know, and people want this, mm-hmm. but sometimes they just need a simple plan to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you can find that plan. We have a plan for you that can begin you on a simple abiding plan. Because he says in John 15, apart from abiding with me, Jesus says this, right. you can do nothing.
Right.
And if you want to get freedom in your life, you want to begin to do something, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And and watch what God's able to do. Begin from the point of success, which is abiding with him. You can go right now to iabide.org, just like the iPhone, iabide.org. Read a little bit about it. If you like it, go ahead and write there, request an abiding plan. Immediately, you'll be given an abiding plan. It has a video, has how to do it, some simple little steps to do it. And it's not as complicated as religion made it out to be. Listen, God wants to talk with you. Mm-hmm. You can write your own devotional. Listen, just try it for 6 weeks. Just say, you know, for 6 weeks, I'm going to begin. Because they say it takes about 40 days to build a habit. Mm-hmm. You know, take 6 weeks out of your life and say, you know, for the next 6 weeks, I'm going to abide daily at a certain time in a certain place. And it has all this kind of tell you how to do it. And just watch what happens and see how your life begins. Watch how God begins to speak to you. Mm-hmm. You can find this at iabide.org. Request your free plan today at iabide.org.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we were just talking about how the Lord blesses the work of your hands. Before we go talking about the testimonies, I want to share with you from the VFN TV blog. You get to it at VFNTV.com, the top five. What are the top five that you are viewing that our viewers? We have thousands coming to the VFN TV blog. Of course, the VFN TV blog is kind of takes VFN Radio and VFN TV to the next level, where we share about it, or we just have what you heard again. You could share it with others as well. But it has the video of what maybe we're talking about and the audio aspect of it on VFN Radio, maybe some stats or resources. And we're trying to keep it up. We're trying to move quick as we can to it. And before that day's out, you're going to have highlights from that that VFN Radio program on your phone application, but also even deeper details of it on the VFN TV blog. So the top five, what are the top five VFN TV blogs that you're listening to, our viewers are reading? One is, Will They Put Us in Jail? Healthcare Law. You got it. I mean, this is amazing. Is it amazing? I don't know if you know that flesh is insatiable. Flesh is insatiable. Even if somebody tells you, you know, all I want is such and such, but if they're wanting that based off their flesh, you can know this, that they're going to want more. It's just a progressive thing. If it's anything to do with darkness or second heaven, which we call, Ephesians 6:12, what we wrestle again with, it's not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness and principalities and evil spirits. It's a demonic thing, but it actually manifests through people who surrender themselves over to it or held captive by it. And so with that, you know, they're going to want more. So when you see somebody who's demanding something with evil motives, understand it's going to get worse. And, you know, originally with the healthcare law, it was stated that, it is just to help people, and that's awesome. I think I really think we should revamp totally the healthcare system, and we have more about that. We're not going to get into it, but on the VFN TV blog and on highlights, you know, look at God's perspective of healthcare. He cares that we care about healthcare, but he also cares if we turn to the world or turn to government to provide it versus the church rising up and beginning to meet the needs of others. So it's called Will They Put Us in Jail? Healthcare Law. Why? Because they're stating, you'll see firsthand on the blog, you'll see the congressman asking questions about this new law that's kicked in about 2014. You know, it talks about doctors or anyway, that he asked the question, will the IRS, by the way, and they have 48,000 agents now in the IRS, 48,000. That's like 15 point IRS agents per county or a government like county in America. There's like 3,038 or 3,033 counties or county like authorities in America now. And there's 48,000 IRS agents. Now these are going to be your new insurance agent. They're going to be the ones collecting, in addition to your taxes on that they collect now, they're going to collect the tax. Because Justice Roberts of the Supreme Court says, you know, what healthcare plan is, it's a tax. And the Congress has the right to tax people for whatever they think that needs to be done, and they can do this. And so IRS is the one that collects the taxes. So who's going to be collecting your healthcare premium? Who's going to collect your, it's going to be IRS. You know, it's going to be IRS. And you can find out more about that on the VFN TV. But that's a number one, because he asked the question then. He asked the question, will they put us in jail? Will they, can they seize our property? Can they seize our finances? And can they put us in jail? And they sit there, and you're going to see a video of it, not just an audio. You're going to see their faces asking the question, and you're going to see the responses. Yes, they can. Think about it. They can. Oh my goodness. Listen, we have a little while, a few more hours left before we can stand up and say, listen, and we got to do both. It's not going to be right for Christians to stand up and say that healthcare is not an issue. It's a issue. If you've never been sick, you don't know it's an issue. But if you've been sick, if you had loved ones that are sick, it's a huge issue. If you see people that don't have healthcare, you know, I was in law enforcement for many years, and I saw the indigent care coming into the hospitals. Every day there's people coming into the emergency rooms of America who don't have healthcare insurance, and they matter. They count to God. They count to Him, and they should count to us. And so we should figure all this out. But the question is, are we going to turn to government who's going to put us in jail? And it looks like what we refuse to do by choice, the church, because 97% of the church, according to George Barner with his statistics of regular church attenders, 97% of them rob God with the tithes and the offerings, which means only 3 or 4% are the ones that are even given to God what's His. Therefore, what the church has refused to do by choice, it looks like God's allowing to be done by force, by taking tax money from the people to be able to take care of people. And you got to see, that's the number one viewing on the VFN TV blog. The second one is buying the image of hard work. You got to see that. That's just totally amazing to watch. You know, people digging up an old pair of jeans of somebody who worked for a living to find out what a pair of jeans looks like, to take a new pair of jeans, to scratch it up, to make it look like an old pair of jeans so somebody can pay $400 for it. Think about it. So they can pay $400 for it, so they can look like they worked. I mean, we're all into the image, aren't we? Even to the image of work. I just want to look like I worked hard, but I don't want to work hard. The third is, you know, Derek Grice. We're so glad to have Derek Grice with us last week. And he shared about, you know, how somebody he sat beside in a traditional church expression behind her for 5 years. For 5 years now. Think about it. For 5 years. They worshiped together. They sang together. They fell under the power of God together. He says right beside each other, and for 5 years. And he's in the parking lot praying one night and she calls the police on him. She calls a police officer saying that there's this man, this black male. He's a black male, and she's a white female. This black male looking in the windows of the car. Cars in our parking lot. This is somebody, this is her brother in the Lord. And she called the police on him. Oh my goodness. And it's totally amazing. So it just, you got to see this because you got to hear it, because the very fact is that that's not working. If you can sit by somebody for 5 years, and by the way, Derek Grice is 6'4" in excess of 250 pounds. And he loves God. And he's just you can't miss him. But she totally missed him. And you got to see that. That is the third viewing that you guys are hitting up on the VFN TV blog. And we got to deal with a spirit of racism in church. But this is the big thing. This is the thing. Because it's like you have old generation, new generation. This new generation is out right now, don't even see race. But there's still part of us that's the older part of tradition and old wineskin. They see it. And it's hurting the new fruit. And luckily, though, or by God's order, when they called the police officer came out, and both Derek and the police officer was part of what we have been doing in that city. And they were in the wilderness together, one of the Next Step Father and Son camping trips. And he recognized Derek immediately after seeing him with only one encounter as a police officer. And she sat by him in that expression for 5 years and didn't even know him. It ain't working. Find out more about that. You know, that's the number third. Number fourth is, you know, where to start for transformation. That's so important, because here we are talking about all this, and it can't be contingent on anybody else. You can start your personal transformation. The question is where to start? We'll go to the VFN TV blog. It's the fourth viewing there. You know, where to start with your transformation. And finally, the fifth one is four house churches, you know, smaller churches. started at an inner city school. I talk about that and where it came from. And they saw all the public schools leaving, and the question was, should they leave or not? And the Lord laid on their heart, no, let's start a school ourselves where everybody's leaving. The church can be the light here. And another one aspect of that is two of these churches give over $1 million to missions in 1 year. You got to see. That's the top five of the VFN TV blog. Well, you know, God's word says in Deuteronomy 28:12, says the Lord will open the heavens if you bring in the first fruits, if you bring in the tithe, the first part of what God gives you, if you bring it all into him and you offer that to him. He says the Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless the work of your hands. Think about it. He'll bless the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow from any. And I'm seeing what we're seeing firsthand right now within the VFN family. And that's where I'm seeing God. I'm seeing people's lives. I'm seeing what they do. I'm seeing how they go after God. I'm seeing how they have an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, they're hanging out with God. You can find out more. If you need an abiding plan, you can go to iabide.org and request your free plan today. I give you a simple plan to be able to do it. And even 10-year-olds are hearing from God, and it's just powerful. We'll share more about that as well a little bit later on. But God loves you, and He wants to bless the work of your hands. But the thing about it is, you know, we're demanding a blessing from God while we do not honor God. We need to be able to honor Him not just with the first fruits, but also with our lives. We got to say, you know, it's about a relationship. It's not a religious encounter. So I'm seeing somebody. This is somebody right now. This is how God's interacting with His people. This is how we're seeing Him move amongst us. And it's just when you hear about it, it's like, that's what's written in the Bible. It's like, isn't that so cool when your walk with God lines up with the Word of God? And what's happened to others now is happening to you, and you can look how they handled it, and you can respond accordingly. We're seeing this. One particular encounter was that God had spoken to me about a particular situation. He showed me in a dream, a prophetic dream, about some things that were going on with people that didn't have insurance during hurricanes that came to Florida, for example, and they brought a lot of destruction, and people that had insurance immediately went in and started doing some repairs, but those that didn't have any insurance, you were just stuck. And in that, I just kind of stored that away, and the Lord showed that in my heart that was a major need. That was going to be, and we tried to help out with all the Katrina situations and the Ivans and different hurricanes in New Orleans and all. But that was called to a meeting by a friend of mine. He said, listen, we're wanting to be able to provide housing for many of the people that lost their homes through the hurricanes and the losses. And first thing I was going to say, you know, I don't have time. You know, I'm just don't have time for that. But then the Lord reminded me of what He told me, that there's people that have no way out. They need somebody to help them. And of course, the voice of the Lord just stopped me dead in my tracks. And I committed. I said, yeah, I'll be there. And I showed up at the meeting, and I'm sitting in this meeting talking to some friends of mine who are wanting to put this stuff together to be able to help people with their houses and to get houses and get some sort of grant that was going to go and help people on the Gulf Coast who lost their homes. And this one particular man that was there, who was kind of heading it up and leading it, and he was kind of bringing us together, I was watching him, and all of a sudden, while I'm in this meeting, and we're kind of sitting at like a boardroom-type table or something, the Lord reminds me of the dream. He reminds me specifically about the dream. Then He tells me about somebody in the VFN family had actually went to this man in history, you know, some time back, and applied for a mortgage to be able to get a home, and he was turned down. It was just real, you know, just shut off, basically. They weren't going to give them a loan or whatever. So I'm sitting there, and these things are coming together, and God's just speaking to me while I'm listening to Him talk. And so all of a sudden, the Lord just laid on my heart, well, if this man is true, what he's saying is true, and he wants to help people, then he will help this couple, this family. And so I looked at him and I said, well, you know, and I'm not going, thus sayest the Lord or nothing. I'm just saying what, by the way, that's how we need to talk as believers. We just need to say what God is leading our hearts to say. And so I said to him, I said, hey, if this is true, you know, if this is true, if truly this is what you do, you want to help people. I know of a person that applied for the same situation. They needed help. And, you know, several months ago, and you turned them down. You know, if this is true, if in fact, you know, you want to help people, then you will help them because they meet this total criteria. And so he looked at me and he said, we will help him. And so he immediately began to dig through all of his paperwork and all that type of stuff. And he calls me back and said, we found their contract. Yeah, they were denied, but we will work on, you know, getting them, because he's building brand new houses. This is, I'm talking about brand spanking new house. It was being built as we were talking. And so he says, he started working with this particular people that they rejected. Now, because of the word of the Lord, and this is what God wants to do for you, he will guide you every step of the way. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And you're the church. He's not talking to a building. He's talking to you. He cares about you. He cares about, you know, your family. He cares about what's going on. So then the income that this particular couple was making was not high enough to be able to purchase this brand new house of such a high value that it was. So God was moving so powerfully that they kept lowering the price of this brand new house. They kept lowering it and lowering it. You know, so many people are saying, I need more money. I got to have more money, or, you know, I need a different job. But God can bless you outside of your job. God will bless you if you're honoring God. And this couple has honored God. They abide with God. They walk with God. Their fruit is true, you know, and so, I mean, they're real like everybody else, but they just love God, you know? And so what they do is they lower the price of this brand spanking new house, 50% off, 50%. They lowered the house, 50% brand spanking new house, to be able to meet the ratios for his income, their income level, so that he can move into this house. Is that not awesome? I'm telling you, God can do anything. Listen, it doesn't matter what's happening in the world. It doesn't matter what's happening in nations and all these different things. What matters is, what are you doing in the nation of God, the ethnos of God? You know, Jesus is making a new nation, a new ethnos, of which he's the head. And we are part of the body of Christ. God loves you, and God's got a plan for your life. Look, he gave them a house at 50% off. And he was even able to go to the house while it was being built. Their family was. And they wrote on the 2x4s, they just wrote the word of God, thanking God for all the house that he was giving them. And it was just really cool. And today, they are living in a house that God gave them at 50% off. Why? Because God gave, spoken to that situation. He gave a word of knowledge. He gave a prophetic dream. He organized and orchestrated a divine meeting. He put it all together where it was delivered at a specific time to a specific person. Even though they rejected this person at first, these people at first, God changed that man's heart, and they went out and hunted these people up, told them they'll do it, built them a house, and gave it for 50% off. Listen, that's the God that we serve. We have so many encounters like this, and we want to see, that's what happens. What happens is that, you know, Moses said this. Moses said to the Lord, when the Lord was talking about leaving because he was disappointed at this people, and they were running after other gods and other things in the wilderness, and so, you know, God was talking about leaving. And so Moses said, you know, how will they, the only thing that that makes us different than anybody else is your presence. It's the very fact that you're with us. Think about it. The very fact that you're with us. And that's what God wants. And he says, if you go, God, if your presence goes, how will they know us from anybody else? And that's the whole thing. These things are supposed to be happening in your life so that your very presence in the midst of chaos, in the midst of all the things that are taking place, that you stand out, that God's blessing, God's glory is on, you know, not that you're perfect, just the fact that they see God's all-surpassing power in your life, even though you are a clay vessel, they see that God's blessing you in the midst, why others might not be, that aren't serving him, aren't being blessed. And it's not so that we can say, hey, I'm being blessed and you're not. It's to make them jealous for God, that they want the very same God. They want a relationship with him. And this is the best witness you could ever have, is getting a true relationship, abiding relationship with God, and watch God do awesome, awesome things. I think about another situation where, we had a couple that, God has called into do a church plant, and a VFN church plant. And with them, they just trusted God. They began on this journey, and they were going, doing everything they needed to do to go through basic discipleship and go through Vine Fellowship Network University and being trained up and being able to be launched. And they did, and everything, God provided everything. He sold their house for them in 2 days. In this economy, within 7 days, it was sold. There was a contract, got a buyer in 2 days, and God just moved powerfully in this economy without changing the price or lowering it down. And then not only that, the couple that bought it from the couple said that you can even stay in it until it's time for you to go to the state that you're going to go to. And then when they get to the state they're going to go to, they get there, and within a short period of time, God gives them two jobs on the same day within 10 minutes of each other for the very same company without either one of them even knowing or the company even knowing that was taking place. I mean, he's blessing them because they're obeying him. God's going to take care of you. He's going to totally take care of you. Yes, there's a 9% unemployment rate. That's because the church is in sin. That's because the church turned their back on God's way. It means we need to humble ourselves and repent and turn from our wicked ways. But I'm talking about people that have already done that. I'm talking what happens when you turn this way. When you turn this way, when you go the way that I'm talking about, and I'm only talking about the way that the Lord would say go, then it's at that particular point you start seeing, after you've proven your faith that you're going to walk with him, you're going to see him begin to move powerfully in your life. There was another situation, one particular spouse was called by God to be able to step into a particular area of ministry where there was no guaranteed resource of income in that particular thing. I mean, of 97% of the church is robbing from God. I mean, let me tell you, most of those who are going to follow God, quite often, if they're following God, and speaking truth and not, motivational moments, that right now during this situation, it's going to be tough for them. And so with that, they did this. They just said together, they decided this is what we're going to do. And so the one that had a part-time income gave that up and just dove into the work of the Lord. And many people are being blessed today because of their obedience. And they waited for this, by the way. They waited for God's confirmation, and God gave two specific detailed confirming dreams showing specifically why he was doing this, what they were supposed to do, and that it was basically a command. This is what you're supposed to do. And so they both agreed on it and just trusted God. And so in that went for a long period of time, just doing what you got to do to be able to get through those moments of learning. God gives you a promise. He takes you through a time of learning the principles so you can actually keep the promise when he gives it to you, and then he brings you into the promised land. And so with that, all of a sudden, the spouse that continued to work at the job that they were working at gets a phone call and finds out that there was a particular, they created a position that didn't even exist. There wasn't even a position at this particular place that they were working. There was not even a position there. And, God's word says that your gift will make room for you. They created the entire position. They interviewed this person, and they said, we want to give this to you. And then they tell her. Then they tell him. Then they tell this person. Think about it. Then they tell these people. Listen to this. This is what they tell them. I'm going to give you a $20,000 raise. $20,000 raise. Think about it. Who gets a $20,000 raise? God's people get. It's a 9% unemployment rate. 9% unemployment rate. And he gets a $20,000. They get a $20,000 raise. And it's twice what they gave up. It's twice what they gave up to be able to obey God. See, the question is not, will God provide for you? The question is, will you trust him? Will you begin to believe him? Does God do all these things amongst you because you obey some law or because you will believe? Do you believe that he exists and he rewards those who diligently seek him? Do you believe that he designed the very season and the time and your address and even where you are at this very moment to see if you would reach out for him and acknowledge him, though he's not far from you? Do you want to take the path that we're seeing so many take? We have story after story, you know, of God, you know, doing what he does. It's just totally amazing. And it's just, I mean, that's your gift from God. And then you can share that with people over and over and over again to let them know of the goodness of God. We're still talking today about what happened in the days when they were writing the Word of God and writing the Bible. Listen, it's still happening today. It's still happening today. God will bless the work of your hands. Deuteronomy 28:12. God will bless the work of your hands, but you've got to trust him. You got to honor him. You got to begin to bring the whole tithe, his tithe and offerings, because that's what you're saying when you do that, that he is your provider. You, no matter what he gives you, you're honoring him with that. And when you do that, that's between you and God. It's not between anybody's trying to manipulate you or anything like that. This is between you and God. And God sees that. And you can trust him and you can have faith to know that these kind of encounters are going to happen to you. A house, a brand new house at 50% off. Think about it. A brand new house at 50% off and a $20,000 pay raise and going to a brand new state in a brand new city, getting a contract on a house and selling it within 7 days, renting it back, and then giving both the couple brand new jobs in a short period of time and lots of benefits with it. It's just amazing. This is an adventure you want to go on. We'll be right back.
So cool, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Think about it. I meant that our listeners now can go to the, what's it called, the Google Play Store mm-hmm. for Android phones. So they right. can go to iTunes Store for the Apple phones and iPads, and they can download the VFN TV app, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they can take VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, including the highlights and all the wonderful things that are available to our listener and viewing audience right there on their phone, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can take it with you and you could listen to programs that you, even our archives, for example, say if you miss a particular program and you wanted to catch it, or mm-hmm. you did a search and you found out, you know, this is some things I want to listen to, because we're always talking about, you know, God's news behind the news, wisdom for the day,
right.
you know, and the perspective of things going on. And that you can do that. You can carry it with you with your application, with your iPod, iPhone, Android. Just go to your application store for your mobile device mm-hmm. and look for VFN TV. That's V Victor, VFN TV. And then when it comes up, just download it and begin to listen, and you have everything available to you. It's just so cool. You can even listen to the live program right there. Now, I don't know if you know this, if you're listening now, because obviously you know it, Pat.
Right.
That, you know, once the live program is finished on Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time, immediately, mm-hmm. Within maybe 30 minutes or so, it begins to loop. So it'll play every 2 hours. It'll play throughout the day for 24 hours to meet every time zone or your schedule. Mm-hmm. You know, you might not be able to listen to it at that time frame, but it's available for you. So you can go to your app store, download the app. It's VFN TV, whether it's your iTunes store or whether it's your Android store, and begin to listen today. It is so cool when you're reading the Bible, isn't it, Pat? When you find out when finally, your life, your Christian walk lines up with what you're actually reading in your Christian Bible, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's so cool that when you actually have a source you can go to,
right.
'cause it fits your life and your life fits the Word. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, if you've been reading the Word of God and you've been reading as a history book, or somebody's told you that there's not any more miracles anymore, somebody's, you know, told you that that doesn't apply anymore, and they've replaced the Word of God with their traditions.
Mm.
Let me tell you something. You know, let every man be a liar and God be the truth. His Word is living and active and sharper than a double-edged sword. God has not changed. Men change.
That's right.
God hasn't changed. You know, if that's you, if you are presently not connected or related to a body of believers, or if you are at a place that you're, it just seems dead, it just seems dead. It's like your prayers hit the ceiling. Any conversations about going deeper in God, people don't know what you're talking about. When you're talking about, let's go do what the Bible says, and they say, no, let's just go see a movie instead. I mean, things like that. If that's where you, listen, you know, maybe Vine Fellowship Network's for you, you know, and the thing about it is you have to understand that, that when you step out of, I remember one particular person said this, they said, when I stepped out of tradition, men's tradition, and I stepped into VFN, it was like stepping right into the book of Acts chapter 4. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Listen, but you have to understand, this is not something you stick your toes in. When you want to follow God, you don't put a toe in it and find out what temperature it is. You know, this is, you know, walking with God. There's so many different men and women that are walking with the Lord that, that are in tune with what's going on. You know, George Barna writes in his book that people are leaving the traditional church not because they want to get away from God. It's because they're wanting to maintain their walk with God. Think about it. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But hey, I mean, you got to do what you got to do to stay close to God, because you stand alone before God. You stand alone before God. No witnesses and no suspects.
That's
you
right.
are there all by yourself. So you are accountable for you. And I want to encourage you, if that's you, if you're ready to dive into the things of God, to dive into the deep, and you're ready to say, I just want to believe God. I want the word to be alive and living and active in my life. I no longer want it nullified, but I want it to be living and active in my life. Maybe VFN's for you. VFN stands for Vine Fellowship Network, a network of abiding churches who are rightly related, seeking to love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. Go to vfnfamily.org, vfnfamily.org. You know, you get a, if you got a, how to use a Band-Aid. You remember how to use a Band-Aid? And so, you know, I am stuck on Band-Aids because Band-Aid.
Yeah, very familiar with Band-Aids.
Stuck on me. And so, and what you do, if you had a Band-Aid that you had to put on your arm or something like that, you know, when you put it on, it was no big problem. But remember when you would take it off, you know, you'd snatch it in a hurry, right? You know, because it's probably going to hurt, right?
Really bad.
Really. It depends on really how hairy you are, I guess.
Definitely.
Some people it hurts worse than others. And so you'd snatch it off in a hurry. It wasn't the fact that you were going to, you're probably going to lose a couple, you know, hairs on your arm or something, but you would just snatch it because it'd be less pain. You put it really slow, you know, then it would actually hurt, right? It's like one hair at a time ripping out of your skin. And so here I am the other day, you know, I'm, you know, I haven't put a Band-Aid on in I don't know how long, you know? And so I need to put a Band-Aid on, and I just put a Band-Aid on, and it was time to take the Band-Aid off. So just like you did as a kid, you know, I snatched up. I'm older now. Oh my goodness. I snatched that puppy off and a little piece of my skin came with a Band-Aid.
Oh no.
It was horrific. I'm thinking, I'm dying.
Now you need another one.
I refuse. It was like a little small piece. Like, ow, you know, and it was like the part that the Band-Aid I put on, that's totally fine. But where the sticker part was,
oh my God,
it took a little piece. I'm like, I'm old. My skin came off with a Band-Aid. Forget
that's
the
bad.
It was very bad, you know. So I need prayer for my skin. Oh my goodness.
Old.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. That's what the first thing I thought about. You know, you get older, your skin's kind of loose on your body. Well, I wouldn't know that. I guess now I do. And I remember when you're your grandfather.
I was thinking of the same thing. When
your grandfather got in Iraq. And,
yeah.
Oh, if you could have got a chance to, those in the audience, you got a chance to meet his grandfather. He's just a real, real cool man. And, he got in Iraq and his skin, imagine rolling your sleeve up on your arm. He had long sleeve shirts on that his skin rolled up, you know, and they pulled it back down and sewed it on us. But skin, your skin, you don't, if you don't know this yet, when you get older, you know, your skin's kind of a little bit,
brittle.
And so I was like, oh my goodness, it was not the soft part, it's the part, it's just I need another Band-Aid, but I'm not brave enough to put another Band-Aid on, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I will just live through this pain.
I'll just die.
I'll just die first, you know. And Donna came and doctored it up for me, you know. And I'm like, my goodness gracious. So watch out. Don't watch out just for the place that you're going to cover up. It's going to be healed. Watch out for the other part of the Band-Aid. I mean, that's a culprit. That is a culprit.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Watch out for the Band-Aid. Oh, my goodness. Who could have ever thought that, right? Well, you know, we're going to be talking about this last part of the first hour, the wisdom moment. But in this extra hour today, we're going to be talking also about Islam. Why? Also, we're going to be talking about President Obama, our president, and the direction, you know, why, what is his vision for our country? Because every leader has a vision, and it's going to just open your eyes that we kind of understand our president a little bit more and where he's headed to, and understanding Islam. In addition to that, we're also going to have like Muslim Brotherhood 101. You're going to love it because you're going to actually understand what's going on. God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Let's find out what's going on. We're going to talk about a congressional meeting that happened in Washington, D.C. You're going to hear part of it, you know, in regards to there were a meeting on radical Islam. When you think about it, you know, it's somebody that believes the Quran. It's somebody that fully believes what the Quran says. And the fact that America is a republic. So don't miss, you know, the extra hour today. You're going to be just really informed and knowledgeable about, you know, the vision. Our president is not against America. But he has a vision for America that's different than the founding father's vision for America. And he was voted in as president. And so he's leading in a direction of the vision that he thinks is the way. You got to understand, it's going to open your eyes. It's going to really enlighten you. Well, today's wisdom moment, remember, we always look at Proverbs. And it's like 31 days in a month, pretty much 30, 31 days, unless it's February. And so there's 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs. And so we find out the corresponding day to the corresponding chapter. So today is the 16th of the month. And so we are going to look at Proverbs 16, and we pick a verse out. And the verse today is Proverbs 16:33. Proverbs 16:33 in the wisdom moment. This is what it says. The lot is cast into the lap, but it's every decision is from the Lord. Listen to this. The lot is cast into the lap, but it's every decision. Listen to that. It's every decision is of the Lord. And we think about a lot. And we think about a football game, you know, or you think about somebody flipping coins. On one side of a coin, you have, in America, you have a heads on one side, and you have what we call tails on the other side. It's not heads. And so with that, you know, you flip a coin in the air, and somebody says, call it heads or tails. And if it lands on heads and you called heads, then you would win. If it lands on tails, then the other person would win. And it would go, you know, whoever's going to kick the ball in football, for example, how games start off, it starts off by the casting of a lot. It starts off by the casting of a coin. They throw the coin in the air, and one of the team members, they pick out which one calls heads, one calls tails. You know, when it lands, whoever wins that tossing of the lot is the one who gets to make a decision. Do they want to catch or do they want to receive? Do they want to kick off or do they want to be the receiving? They have total, it just goes their way. Well, that comes all the way back from God's standards. You know, God set a standard of lots, you know, casting lots. In the Word of God, in Exodus chapter 28:30, and he's talking about the priest, you know, God's, the priests of God, and their adornment and their robes and how they were set up. Well, he says in Exodus 29:30, he says, put the Urim and the Thummim, excuse me, it's a tough word to be able to pronounce, but basically you have two particular rocks or stones, and they're white on one side and black on the other. And put it in his breastplate. So it goes on to say, put it in his breastplate so they may be over Aaron's heart, which is the priest. So it could be over his heart whenever he enters the presence of the Lord. So one of those things that help people make decisions, the lots, over the priest's heart. Thus, Aaron will always bear the means of making decisions for the Israelites over the heart, over his heart before the Lord. Remember that again. So he says, put these particular lots in Aaron's vest right over his heart. So when he enters God's presence, it'll be there. Thus Aaron will always bear the means of making decisions for the Israelites over his heart before the Lord. I mean, think about it. Casting the lots. Imagine, you know, so many people are caught in some bog of their own thought life. They're so worried about making a wrong decision that they feel like, oh my goodness, you know, I might miss God. Listen, first of all, if you get lost, God can find you. But the biggest issue is not making a wrong decision for those that are going after God and listening to God. The biggest decision is the biggest problem is people not making a decision at all, thinking they're the ones in control, that God is not in control. But he says right here in Proverbs 16:33 that the lot is cast into the lap, but its very decision is from the Lord. Did you know that? So the priest, you would come to the priest and you would pray and you carry it over his heart and you come to the presence of the Lord, and they need to make a decision for where things are going, and they would cast lots at times to decide, is it going to go this way? Is it going to go that way? Is that powerful? Does that just break somebody who has a controlling mindset and they think, I'm not going to give up control? And it's like, hey, dude, let's just cast lots and find out what God says. Because a man casts a lots in his lap, but the Lord's every decision comes from the Lord. So many people are caught in the valley of indecision. They just will not decide. You know, you think about it. Just get out of the valley. God will direct you. It's impossible to move a parked vehicle. It's got to be moving. It needs to be moving. And so when you begin to move and you begin to follow God, you get the up and go and you're abiding with him, then he directs you. He just decide, make a decision to decide, understanding that God will convict you. God's spirit will convict you if you're going the wrong way or way that he doesn't want you to go at that time. And just listen to his promptings and then turn to the right a little bit in your decisions. Turn to the left a little bit in your decisions. Don't worry about what men are doing. Many men are trying to control instead of you just trusting God. Understand, if he determines the outcome of every casted lot, he's definitely going to determine the outcome of what happens in your life. He is totally in control. So every time now, when you see a football game and you see them about to start and they're meeting in the center of the field and they have somebody there in a striped shirt, which is the referee, and he is there, you see something in his hands, he'll look to the players and he'll say, call it. And one will say heads and one will say tails. And when they get the alternative, whatever it is, and it goes in the air. At that point, either one of them could win because it could be tails or it could be heads. And so they call it when it's in the air, actually. And then when it lands, whoever called the right one that it ended up being, then that's the way it goes. We got to begin to understand. We got to just get busy with the things of God. We got to understand God is in control. He has a plan for your life. He is working things out for you. You know, he directs the steps, which means you got to be doing something and moving something of his people. The word of wisdom today is this, Proverbs 16:33. The lot is cast into the lap, but it's every decision. Think about it. It's every decision is from the Lord. I want to make sure you join us. We're about to come to the end of the first hour of VFN Radio, and I'm going to be talking with you in this extra hour, a detailed, knowledgeable understanding of what, you know, I've begun to learn about where we are and where we're going and what's taking place. But think about it. Would you like to know what is our president, the president of the United States, what is his vision for our country? Where is he heading? Because, you know, we're going to continue with his vision for another 4 years, or we're not going to continue with another 40 years. We want to find out, you know, and if it is, what will our country look like in 2016 when he finishes up an 8-year time of leading our country into the next realm? Think about it. Into the next realm of what his vision is. So it's talking about fundamental transformation. So we'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about the Muslim Brotherhood. Muslim Brotherhood 101. You're going to have a quick understanding of how it came about, where it came from, who it is and what it is, because the Muslim Brotherhood are the ones that are taking over the leadership of all these different countries that you're seeing, the Arab Spring. That's who's taking it over. So we need to understand that, because it's happening throughout the world and it's happening through migration. And we're going to begin to talk about, you know, just through numbers alone and migrating alone. So many wonderful things are happening. In the church, in the world, but understand this, God is with us. God's got great plans in store for us. We're coming to the end of the first hour of VFN Radio. Don't forget to catch us on the web at www.vfntv.com. Download our app. Go to your app store, VFN TV. And join us in the extra hour.